This is Focus, Stories of God at Work around the world through the ministries of Eastern Mennonite Missions. From April to June, we're focusing on EMM's historical mission work, especially in launching mission movements. We're thankful for Grace Wenger's research that compiled an internal history of these missions, and much of our story is from Grace's research. Today, we're exploring EMM's work in Honduras, leading to the formation of the Honduras Mennonite Church. Jacob E. Brubaker, a Lancaster preacher intrigued by banana boats in New York, envisioned a mission in Guatemala, starting a discussion among his congregation in Lancaster. This curiosity led to an exploration of Central America after a 1948 mission conference sponsored by East Chestnut Street Mennonite Church. With over $2,000 collected, Brubaker and three others sought guidance from EMM, eventually leading to the decision to explore Honduras's potential for missionary work, despite initial interest in Guatemala. The 1948 expedition through Central America pinpointed northern Honduras as a strong field due to its impoverished farming communities and lack of health care and education. Despite evangelical missions elsewhere in Honduras, the north coast around Trujillo lacked a permanent evangelical presence. After the recommendation, the East Chestnut Street congregation agreed to support missionary couples in the region. The mission in Honduras officially began with George and Grace Miller in 1949, who, before settling in Trujillo, studied Spanish in Colombia. Their ministry included tract distribution and Bible sales, and yielded early converts amidst the challenging social conditions. This effort expanded into medical work initiated by Dora Taylor in 1950, which experienced great demand, signifying the area's dire health service needs. The mission also saw the establishment of a church, expanded health care throughout a clinic, and vigorous outreach within Trujillo and to remote Garifuna villages. The missionaries' efforts addressed spiritual and physical needs, planting seeds of faith and community development that would grow beyond their initial expectations. In August 1958, the Mennonite mission established a third station in Gualaco. The region was known as a refuge for outlaws, posing challenges due to the community's resistance to change. Accessible only by horseback or flights for local produce transport, the missionaries overcame initial resistance by engaging local children in Bible storytelling. This led to the establishment of a mission house, clinic, and chapel, breaking down barriers and fostering interest in the gospel. The medical clinics, started earlier than planned due to high demand, addressed the pressing healthcare needs in the area. Gualaco saw a blossoming community receptive to spiritual and physical healing, making a significant milestone in the mission's growth. In Honduras, the Mennonite mission thrived with impactful initiatives for women and youth. This mission in Honduras started with one congregation's vision, creating a bond through interactions and support from U.S. churches. Visits from delegations like East Chestnut Street Congregation and Pacific Coast Conference reps led to resource exchange and mutual encouragement. Goodwill missions, youth group involvement, and disaster relief contributions showed a commitment to service. Honduran leaders gained educational opportunities in the United States, enhancing their ministries. This partnership addressed physical needs and nurtured spiritual fellowship, leaving a lasting impact on both communities. Thanks for listening. I'm Micah Brickner for Eastern Mennonite Missions.